The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For us, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show on this very, very special day of the National Day of Prayer here in our country. And as we've been reminding you in the first hour, there are events going on tonight across the nation from 8 to 10 p.m. that you can participate in virtually, if you will. It's becoming a lifestyle. We hope it doesn't last too long that way, but we thank God for the technology that still enables us to do things of that sort. And you can go to the National Day of Prayer website to get all the details, the information as to how you can get involved tonight. Martin Luther said to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. And the great Spurgeon said, true prayer is neither a mere mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It is far deeper than that. It is spiritual transaction with the Creator of heaven and earth. And I'm so honored that we can welcome to the microphone for these few minutes this hour someone who I know knows the meaning of prayer intimately. His life reflects it. His ministry and writings reflect it. He is, of course, our U.S. Senate chaplain, Barry Black, elected as the 67th chaplain of the Senate back in 2003, serving with great distinction there, I should say, since. And served in the U.S. Navy for over 27 years, ending that career, becoming the chief of Navy chaplains before his retirement and coming to the Hill. He has several books. We've talked about a few of them on this show that all are worth your attention. His story is really contained, I guess, in his first book, From the Hood to the Hill. And then another one we talked about, The Blessing of Adversity, Nothing to Fear, Making Your Voice Heard in Heaven, and his most recent Biblical Wisdom or Bible Wisdom for Better Living. Chaplain Black, it's an honor to have you back on the show. Thank you for taking time.
I'm very happy to be with you, Don.
I would love to have a chance to talk about that book that I suspect is really what we're talking about now, Make Your Voice Heard in Heaven. But in any event, let's talk about how important it is these days. What is your own assessment of where we are as a nation right now and how important prayer is at this time?
Well, I think, Don, that we are a nation that has the wonderful opportunity of demonstrating the power of prayer. Mm. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, a very familiar passage about prayer, declares, if my people, not everyone, but just those called by my name, says the sovereign God of heaven, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, fervency matters, then, says God, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal. Heal their land. If we ever needed healing, it is now. So we are, as a nation and as a world, we are in a position to demonstrate the amazing power of prayer and to resonate with the sentiment of Alfred Lloyd Tennyson, more things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of.
Now, what are you sensing in this situation, both on both sides of the aisle, if you will? You serve the Senate, but of course, the entire Congress is blessed by your ministry and presence, and the White House, the judiciary, all of those together. And do you sense an increased awareness of the need for prayer as to where we are right now? This is a whole new place for America to get totally shut down like this. What are you sensing, I guess, spiritually?
I sense in the executive branch there is an interest in prayer. I've been called to the Situation Room and actually prayed before some of the sessions. I definitely know in the legislative branch there is, as it says in the old spiritual, standing in the need of prayer. There is a sense that we are standing, the members are standing in the need of prayer. We had a virtual prayer breakfast on yesterday, and then we had, which involves a lot of prayer, and then we had a virtual Bible study today. So the normal ministry outreach of the chaplain's office continues. So there is a great interest in harnessing the power of prayer, because James chapter 5 says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much.
I mentioned one of your book titles, Make Your Voice Heard in Heaven. How do we do that for folks who say, well, I try to pray, but I'm not sure how to pray effectively? What can you tell us about praying effectively in this situation?
Well, I would say that for Christians particularly, we should use the Our Father. I call it the Disciples' Prayer. A lot of people call it the Lord's Prayer. But we should use the Our Father as the template for our prayer. Many people think that the Our Father is just something that should be recited. But it is more than that. God is basically providing us with an outline for prayer, beginning with a recognition, first of all, that we are, as Martin King once said, wrapped in a blanket of mutuality, tied to a single garment of destiny. It is our Father, not my. It is give us this day our daily bread. It is lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when you pray with that kind of altruism and that kind of unselfishness, that makes a transformative impact. And just simply Googling how to pray the Lord's Prayer or how to pray the Our Father, you can get many suggestions on how to use it as an outline and not just something you recite. It's interesting that the Our Father in Matthew chapter 6 was given in response to the disciples saying to Jesus, teach us how to pray. It's the only thing in the New Testament that we have that they requested Jesus to teach them. They never said, teach us how to preach, teach us how to teach, teach us how to exorcise demons. They saw a causal connection between his prayer life and his power. And they said, teach us how to do that thing you do before you walk on water, before you feed 5,000.
Yeah.
You know, teach us how to pray. And he gave that template, the Our Father. So that is certainly one way. Another way is to pray the scriptures, is to read particularly the Psalms, which are songs and prayers. Read very slowly and talk to God about the impressions you are getting as you read slowly through scripture. We call it Lectio Divina, just reading very, very slowly through scripture. I have done about 45 seconds worth of good prayer material before I start repeating myself. But if I open up the Bible to the Psalms
yes, yes.
and start reading slowly even Proverbs or Job or whatever, and talk to God about what is warming my heart, I can pray for hours.
Mm.
And we do not have enough inside of ourselves to talk to God for any length of time. But when we give him the courtesy of starting the conversation by praying the scriptures, he will keep it going as long as you want it.
Beautiful. Would you close this brief time, far too short, but would you lead us as a nation, lead us as a radio audience in prayer from your own heart?
It's my honor. Eternal Lord God, who alone spreads out the heavens and rules the raging of the sea, in this challenging time where we are dealing with a global health crisis, we still believe that you are our strength and song. We thank you, O God, that even during dry seasons, you give us sustenance through the joys that we find in your creation, through the presence of your Spirit living inside of us. O God, we pray that you would guide the leaders of our nation and the various branches of government, guide our health leaders, our first responders, guide all who strive to meet the challenge of this pandemic. Lord, we pray that you would be with them and guide them with your wisdom. Show them such unfailing love that they will walk before you in wholehearted devotion. May they not forget your promise to have no anxiety about anything, but to pray about everything with thanksgiving, making their requests known to you. And then you promise your peace that passes understanding will guard their hearts and minds. Lord, help us also to remember Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And may people of faith around the world humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from evil so that they will receive your response, hearing from heaven, forgiving their sins, and healing their land. We praise you and thank you in your sovereign name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Chaplain, thank you so much. You honor us every time you're able to come on the show with us. Thank you for what you do day in and day out on behalf of all of us in the very heart of Washington, D.C. and our government. Thank you.
God bless you, Don, and thank you for the work that you are doing.
Wonderful man of God who has touched so many of our lives, both in his military service, which is so extensive, 27 years in the U.S. Navy, finishing up as Chief of Navy Chaplains, but you really want to read his books. Many of you have heard him preach. He's a phenomenal preacher. We know that, but also an amazing writer, and he has several books to his credit. I recommend that you check them out. Stay with us. We have more here on the National Day of Prayer, right here on the Don Kroah Show on WAVA.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com. today.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Together we are honoring and recognizing and even, yes, celebrating the National Day of Prayer. We said at the outset that some folks early on were saying, is there even going to be a National Day of Prayer as such? Absolutely. Looks differently this year, but an entire evening of broadcast is coming up from 8 to 10 tonight. You can check it all out at nationaldayofprayer.org, and it'll tell you how you can actually virtually participate. In the meantime, we are so glad for some of the voices that have agreed to come on and share their own hearts regarding prayer. A very familiar voice to many of you here on WAVA, Pastor Dale O'Shields. As you know, he's the founder and senior pastor of Church of the Redeemer in Gaithersburg. And the daily radio program is Practical Living with Dale. Well, actually, on the weekends, Practical Living with Dale O'Shields, Saturdays and Sundays. I'll give you the times again after a bit. But, Pastor Dale, thank you, my friend, for joining us.
Don, it's so good to be with you. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I am indeed, as Dave Ramsey likes to say, better than I deserve.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Now, you are the founding pastor of a great church, and I'm sure you could write a book on what prayer has meant to you as a pastor in that journey so far. Talk about this whole dynamic of prayer. What are some things that you've been teaching your own congregation through the years about prayer and how to do it effectively?
Yeah, you know, one of the, Don, thank you so much for having me today. one of the things that I often think of when it comes to prayer is I think of the fact that God is in heaven looking for partners on earth to bring some of heaven into our world. And so obviously we have a lot of hellishness in our world, and God wants his heaven in our earth. That's why he taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think one of the most valuable things, at least to me, about prayer is the fact that God would honor us to allow us to actually partner with him in bringing heaven into invading earth with heaven by our partnership with him in prayer. So I think that's such a vital thing for us to remember, that God is looking for people like you and me, like us, to actually engage in an agreement with him as to what he wants to do in our world. And that's always such an amazing and humbling thing to me, to think that God would invite us in a partnership with him.
That is powerful. It really is. And we don't realize the power of prayer, I suspect, or we'd probably do it a lot more consistently and a lot more frequently. But I was thinking of this whole pandemic and the impact of it spiritually and emotionally and mentally on people. And I just came across a remark by Billy Graham, who once said, "The Christian life is not a constant high. I have my moments of deep discouragement. I have to go to God in prayer with tears in my eyes and say, oh, God, forgive me or help me." And I think we need to talk about that in terms of where we are emotionally and spiritually right now as a nation, and a lot of Christians struggling with it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, prayer is so linked to our hearts, because you see in the book of Psalms, David pouring out his heart to God, and in the good times, he celebrates what God has done. Many times you'll find him expressing himself in praise and rejoicing. But also, you see David at the times of difficulty and challenge in his life, when he's going through extremely deep emotional pain. But instead of suppressing that pain or trying to deal with it himself, he pours his heart out to God. And I know that in my own life, I can't even imagine where my life would be today if I did not have the privilege, the opportunity, being able to come to God and just simply let him know from a raw perspective what I'm dealing with. And I think that in this day and age, especially during this pandemic, people are thinking deeply about their lives and about eternity, about a variety of things, their relationship with God, and the worries and fears that come up. And that's why passages like Philippians chapter 4 are so very powerful. It says we're not to worry about anything, but it says we're to pray about everything, to tell God our needs and not forget to thank him for his answers. And so it's the Living Bible paraphrase of that. But I just am so grateful that we can go to God, and God takes us right where we are, and we can just open up everything to him, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he helps us to process it. And I think that there's a lot of people doing a lot more praying these days than perhaps they have in the past, because times like this actually bring us closer to God and cause us to oftentimes open our hearts to him in new and fresh ways.
Interesting. I had just opened the scripture right here to Philippians 4 before you said what you said. And it in this, I think this is the NIV says, "Do not be anxious or do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present requests to God." And then he says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Talk about that link, Pastor Dale, between how I pray and how, whether or not I enjoy peace, and to what degree.
Well, that's an excellent question, and probably requires quite a lengthy answer. I'll try to be short in it.
We've got time.
The real issue, I think, for us when it comes to prayer is that oftentimes we are invited into the presence of God to present our worries to him, and oftentimes we'll spend time on our knees or in prayer telling God what we're worried about, what we're concerned about, what we're afraid of, but we fail to do the next step, is we fail to actually give those worries to him. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we actually talk to him about them. We're concerned about them. We express our desire for things to be better, whatever the issues might be in our life. But then when we get up from our prayer time, it's so we pick up the bag of worries and carry it with us instead of leaving it with God. And so I think all of us are guilty of that at times.
Yeah.
And so God says, it's an exchange program. I think it's the vital thing to remember.
Ooh, like that
God says, here's the exchange program. You bring your worries to me, I'll exchange your worries for my peace. Take your worry list, turn it into a prayer list, and then leave it with me, because what we do when we pick it up is we get back into the process of trying to fix things that only God can fix. And boy, that's very fatiguing, trying to play God in your own life and in the lives of other people. Instead, we need to make that exchange, and all of us are guilty of it. We all like to talk to God about things, but we don't always leave them with Him.
Well, you remind me, and again, I hadn't thought of this little book somewhere in my library. I love it. Probably you've seen it, and I think it's still available for folks by Corrie ten Boom. The title is Don't Wrestle, Just Nestle. And I love that metaphor. Don't wrestle, just nestle. And you're right. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, boy, did she ever live a life that exemplified that.
Mm. And that's really, you made such a key point. We take it to the Lord, and then we drag it back with us. And
absolutely. And then we wonder, why am I so worried? Well, we didn't exchange. We didn't really let go, and we didn't release. We still put all those burdens in our backpack and still carry them around. And then we miss the peace. And then when we miss peace in our lives, we don't have any peace to give to anyone else. I'm finishing a series of messages called Peace In, Peace Out. Mm. And you can't have peace out in the world around you. You can't give peace to someone else. You can't be a peacemaker in relationships unless there's peace inside of you. It's been said that troubled people trouble people. And to be able to actually extend peace, be a peacemaker, and to create atmospheres of peace, we have to have peace in us. And the only place, Don, as we all know that as believers, the only place that you can find absolute tranquility and peace and rest is in the presence of God. He's the one that can control all things and should be in control of our lives. So I think that's vital to us.
Yeah, and Jesus, of course, we know, said to his disciples as he was finishing up his ministry and getting ready to go into the cross of all things and awful hours ahead of him, said, I'm going to give you my peace. It's not the peace the world gives. I'm going to give you mine. And I think you've said it so well. If I would just receive it, he has it waiting for me, right?
I think that's the hardest thing that we have as believers. I know I'll speak for myself. It's just getting in that position of actually receiving what Jesus is offering. I think sometimes we think it's too simple, it's too easy. I can't just receive that. And so we battle with that trust issue because of broken trust in our human relationships. We tend to carry that over into our relationship with God. And so God says, I'm different from everybody else. If I say it, I will do it. If I promise it, I will deliver on it. And so we have to get a fresh perspective of God's nature and God's character and know that we can really, truly trust Him. And so the real issue, of, I think, for me in being able to experience peace is being able to not only bring my need to God in prayer, but to trust that He's going to take care of exactly what I've offered to Him if I will leave it with Him.
Would you just take this last moment to lead us in a prayer for the nation or however you want to pray, whatever God puts on your heart?
Sure. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful for your love for us and for the privilege we have of prayer. Lord, we often take it for granted. We often fail to pray as we should. But Lord, we come today on behalf of our nation. We pray, Lord, that in this time, Lord, when we're going through all the challenges, the troubles, the situations that we're facing, that you would bring about a fresh renewal in our own spiritual lives. We pray, God, for those that are troubled today, those that are afraid, those that are worried, those that are carrying pressures upon their lives. We ask, Lord, that in this moment they would release them to you, and I pray that there would be an amazing, incredible, supernatural exchange in this moment. I pray that there would be an exchange of our worries and our cares and our fears for your wonderful peace. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding settle upon the hearts of your people today, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Dale O'Shields, thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. Be blessed.
Again, Pastor Dale O'Shields, founding senior pastor of Church of the Redeemer in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The website for that ministry is church-redeemer.org. We'll be back with more. Dr. Robert Jeffress is standing by to talk with us and pray with us next. Stay with us.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Car shop from your couch with cars.com. It's never been so easy. Connect with dealers to tour cars virtually, search great prices. Yes, they feature cars ready for home delivery. With over 4 million new and used cars, cars.com has your match. Check out cars.com today.
This is Owen Strand for townhall.com. People find many things terrifying. Pandemic, tsunamis, robberies, no Wi-Fi signal, a cable outage. Add something else to this sobering list. The cancellation of summer camp. A tweet from the New York Post voiced this fear. Can parents survive months of hell as the coronavirus cancels summer camps? The Post article quoted one mother whose son can't attend a $14,000 summer camp. I'm 100% in panic mode. Every father and mother can attest to the unique challenges of this pandemic season. But there's much good at hand. Families need not panic. We can reconnect. Summer hours can be long, but we can redeem them. Tensions may rise at points, but we can practice forgiveness, humility, and character development. We shouldn't despise our children and time with them. We should cherish our kids. This is a time to persevere, to pray, to play. It's certainly not a time to panic. I'm Owen Strand.
Alliance defending freedom, protecting religious liberty. Click on the banner at townhallreview.com.
We'll have partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 52. We'll see a thick cloud cover tomorrow. It'll be cool with a little rain beginning late in the morning, the high 64. Occasional evening rain and drizzle tomorrow night, otherwise breezy with the temperature approaching near record lows. We'll have considerable cloudiness and a low of 37. Saturday, winds becoming strong. It'll be cooler with periods of clouds and sunshine, the high 52. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, I quoted Spurgeon at the outset of today's show. True prayer is neither a mere mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It is far deeper than that. It is spiritual transaction with the Creator of heaven and earth. And that's what we've been focusing on today. How to learn to do it more effectively with some of the wonderful guests who've joined us. Not the least of which, our guest right now, our good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, host of Pathway to Victory. You hear that every evening at 7 o'clock right here on WAVA. And his latest book among a number that he's written is called Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. And Dr. Jeffress, always a delight and an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Don.
Talk to us about prayer first in your own life and ministry. How has prayer shaped your life and your ministry as one of the great churches in our nation and in the world, for that matter, and all the challenges a pastor faces? What does prayer come to mean to you?
Well, it's come to mean everything. I could spend the next couple of hours telling you impossible situations I've been in or our church has been in when, you know, prayer was the only avenue we had to bring down the fire of God from heaven and have him intervene in a supernatural way. And, you know, Don, so many of us treat prayer as the last resort. It's kind of the idea when all else fails, pray. But instead, prayer ought to be really the first thing that we do, especially when we face something like this coronavirus crisis. And I'll have to tell you, the other day, I've my daughter Julia said something to me that I will never forget. She has taught me more about prayer than I've learned from any theologian or any other pastor. And she said, Dad, why is it we're not praying more about this coronavirus? And, you know, that hit me between the eyes, Don. You know, we do everything in the world except the most powerful thing we can do. And so together we brainstormed and we came up with this very simple idea that we began today on the day of prayer. We're calling the 401 Challenge. And we are encouraging every Christian in America to join us at 401 every afternoon for the next 40 days to pray for an end to the coronavirus pandemic. Just ask God to do something miraculous. People say, well, why did you choose 4:01 p.m.? Well, it's based on Psalm 4:1 that encourages us to cry out to God in our time of need to relieve us from our distress. So many people are feeling distress right now. We need to cry out to God collectively. And so we're encouraging everybody to join us and take what we call the 401 Challenge. Pray once a day at 4:01 for the next 40 days for an end to the coronavirus pandemic.
You say that Psalm 4, verse 1?
Yes.
Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. Wow, that's right on spot.
That's right on spot, and all came from my daughter, Julia. So we encourage people. And by the way, if they want to find out more about taking the 401 Challenge, they can go to our website, ptv.org/401. They can find out the details of what to pray for. And when they sign up and say they'll join us, they'll get a free download of a chapter of my brand-new book coming out in June, Praying for America.
Again, that's ptv.org/ what's the rest of it?
401.
Yeah. Okay, that's easy. Ptv.org, folks, slash 401. Pastor, you are among those who have been and are very close to this president, spiritually speaking. You've prayed with him. You've prayed for him. Talk about how prayer has affected, I would say, his tenacity and his strength in these incredibly difficult times. I don't know of any president who's been faced with the kinds of challenges he has, and yet there's a certain steadiness, I think, that comes from God himself, but I suspect has a lot to do with the folks like yourself around him praying with him and for him. What can you tell us?
Well, I will just say this. I don't take any credit for any of that, but I have watched him now for 5 years, five years that I've known him, go through incredible stress-producing crises, and he has not been hesitant to ask people to pray for him. And, you know, anytime I see him, I talked to him just recently, and I said, Mr. President, there are millions of Christians who pray for you every day. And, Don, I can tell you, firsthand, that means a great deal to him. And he's tenacious. He doesn't pretend to be overly pious, but he's not too proud to admit his need for God's help. And, you know, I just think about his declaration today of the day of prayer. In that declaration, he said, America has a history in times of crisis of turning to God in prayer. And that's really true. You know, back in 1863, after the disaster at Fredericksburg in the Civil War, President Lincoln called our nation to a time of prayer and fasting. And he was very honest. He said, we have forgotten God. We have been too proud to ask the favor of the gracious hand of our Creator. Well, now, more than 200 years later, as we face a different kind of enemy, as the president calls it, an invisible enemy, we need God's help more than ever. So I'm grateful that he has called our nation to prayer, and I would just encourage us not to just make it a one-day event, but for the next 40 days to join together as Christians in prayer.
Let's talk a bit more about that, and then in a moment or two, I want you to do just that, lead us in prayer. But talk about so many issues at stake right now. Of course, top of the list is the ending of COVID-19, and I think you gave us such good counsel that we need to start praying. Some probably have, but all of us perhaps start praying more specifically that God will bring an end to that. And also, the partisan divide that has just plagued our nation, well, throughout much of its recent history, but even more so, it seems, the last few years. How do we address that in prayer?
Well, I think we just ask God to begin with us and, you know, remove any spirit of anger and bitterness from us. Look, in America, we have a long history of, you know, stating our views very plainly and very forcefully. There's nothing wrong and everything right with doing that. But we can do so in a spirit of love. We can do it not in vindictiveness and, you know, hatred toward our enemy. We need to model that, Don, to the world. But, you know, in addition to an end of the pandemic and a spirit of unity in our country, I think perhaps the most important thing we can pray for is that which God is most interested in, and that's the spreading of the gospel. I mean, think about it. God could bring an end to this tonight if he wanted to. But one thing we've seen more people come to faith in Christ in these last weeks than I would say ever before in American history anyway. I hear reports everywhere. I know in our own church, Don, through our own ministry, in the last four weeks, we've seen over 14,000 people say they've trusted in Christ as their Savior. It's just an amazing thing, and I'm hearing this from everywhere. And, you know, Paul said when he was in prison, facing what could have been his execution, he said, "I rejoice in my circumstances," Philippians 1:12, "for my circumstances have turned out for the progress of the gospel." That ought to be our heart, that God would take this temporary inconvenience, and for many people, temporary crisis, and for some people, a devastating crisis, and that he would use all of this to lead people to know Jesus as Savior.
And that really is the fact of the matter that the I've mentioned a few times in the past few weeks talking about this, that John 4 comes to mind, where Jesus said to his disciples, when the whole village came out to see the man who the woman at the well said must be the Messiah, that's the context in which Jesus said, "Fellas, lift up your eyes. You say it's 4 months till harvest. I'm telling you the harvest is white now. The fields are white unto harvest." And that's what I hear you saying, that people are perhaps more susceptible to Christian love and witness now than under any time previous to this in our recent history.
They are. They've come face to face with their own mortality and the realization that even if they don't die from this, they're going to die from something one day. And they wonder what awaits them if that happens. This is a great opportunity to share the hope, the assurance that everybody can have through faith in Jesus Christ.
Would you lead us in a prayer?
You bet. Father, this pandemic has, to us, come out of nowhere. But we know that's not true for you. We know you've seen this coming. You knew exactly what was going to happen. You can remove this crisis anytime you choose to do. And Father, I would pray that you would do just that, that you would bring an end to our distress and our suffering. Father, we pray for those families who have lost loved ones or are sick right now, that you would be especially merciful to them. We pray for our heroic first responders who are doing such a tremendous job in caring for those who are ill. Give them special strength. We pray for our president, Father, President Trump, that you would give him wisdom in exactly how to deal with this pandemic. And most of all, Father, we pray that through all of this, the name and person of Jesus Christ would be lifted up and people would come to faith in him for the forgiveness of their sins. I pray for Don, I pray for Wava as they continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout this nation, a special protection upon them as well. And we pray all of this in the name of the one who came and died and rose again, that we might have eternal life, Jesus our Lord. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. And one more time, what's the name of that book coming out in June?
Praying for America.
Oh, wonderful. Very timely. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk about it as soon as it's available. How's that?
Thanks so much, Don. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And the other book that I mentioned, very current one, I should say, his most recent up until June, this new book, is Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. And you can find information about that prayer gathering, 401, at the website ptv.org/401.
It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out.
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858. Some great news, folks. No Safe Spaces, the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019, is now available to watch at home. A great film for you and your family to see together during the extra time you may now be spending at home due to COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called No Safe Places smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film Hollywood doesn't want you to see, so you can't watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com, as Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla reveal how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. And they do it in an entertaining and powerful way. Order this powerful film now for you and your family to see at NoSafeSpaces.com. And by using WAVA's promo code SAVE25, you'll save 25% off. Just go to NoSafeSpaces.com, use the promo code SAVE25.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
This year, join together with believers from around the world who are committed to spending more time in God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and it was enough. But is God's Word truly foundational in your life? Year of the Bible is a global campaign to see more people engaged in Scripture than ever before. Make this the year that you fall in love with the Bible. Join the campaign by visiting yearofthebible.com and see what God does in your life when you get into His Word. Scripture reading plans, other resources, and information about Together 2020, a Bible tribute event this summer in DC, available online, yearofthebible.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Lon Crow Show here on WAVA. A couple of hours have gone by quickly, at least for me. I trust they've been edifying and enjoyable to you as well, as we've heard some great voices about prayer and praying and leading us in prayer. We appreciate every one of them who's been willing to take that time today to do this with us. I started the afternoon out by quoting the great writer of another time. Many of you know him well, E.M. Bounds. He wrote a lot about prayer and other things as well, and I want to quote him again. Prayer makes a godly man. I would say prayer makes a godly man or woman. Puts within him the mind of Christ, the mind of humility, of self-surrender, of service, of pity, and of prayer. And Bounds said, if we really pray, we will become more like God, or else we'll quit praying. He also said prayer should not be regarded as a duty that must be performed, but rather as a privilege to be enjoyed, a rare delight that is always revealing some new beauty. Great words from a great man of a while back, a great man of God who has blessed so many with his writings, even though he's long now been passed away. And with Dale O'Shields, we were talking about that verse out of Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Paul said, I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And I think we could insert here, and if you do this, it says, and the peace of God. I think the inference there can be drawn. And if you do this, if you're not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, you're turning everything over to God, then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I call it the peace that doesn't make sense when looked at from the circumstance that you may be going through. So in this last couple of minutes, let's close the afternoon out in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for those wonderful voices that were shared with us, James Robinson, Chaplain Black, and others as well, Dion Gilmore, who heads up the National Day of Prayer, and also, Father, others who've come to this microphone, Robert Jeffress, and these great men of God who have led us in prayer today. We thank you for them and their example, and thousands and thousands and thousands of other Christian leaders, pastors, and others who are praying right now for this great nation. We know, Father, that when we pray from honest and repentant hearts, you've promised you will hear our prayer, and in fact, you'll heal our land. And so we do pray for that as we move into the evening hours. We pray, Father, for a very special blessing on the National Day of Prayer events coming up tonight. We just pray, Father, that you will use this mightily to encourage people and strengthen us all in our faith and move us closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to remind you in this last 30 seconds or so that tonight there's a very special two-hour event from 8 to 10. Some great speakers will be part of it. Kathy Brenzel and Will Graham will be hosting the event. Nick Hall, Michael W. Smith and his wife Kathy, Andrew Palau, Robert Morse, Harry Jarone, dear friend and neighbor, Harry Jackson's going to be a part of it tonight, Billy Wilson, Pat Robertson, and several others as well. You can find out all the information and where you can see this and participate through this virtual presentation by the National Day of Prayer by going to their website. Just go to nationaldayofprayer.org, and you can find all the information out there. So we hope you will. Thanks for spending the time with us or any part of it today, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
Anyone who knows my mom knows that she's got something wrong with her, and it's called smileitis. On good days, she's smiling. On bad days, she's smiling just as big. Growing up, if I did something the opposite of smart, she'd just hug me and smile. And she's the person that if a stranger, for no apparent reason, would kick her in the shins, I'm telling you, she'd somehow smile and ask if they needed anything. As a kid, it somehow annoyed me, until I got older and realized she's actually a superhero. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And if you'd like to meet my mom, you actually can. She's a big part of our faith and family mortgage team that is committed to serving WAVA listeners. And a smiley thing about us is that we have a unique direct lender advantage that could save your family or your mom monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSconsumeractus.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan. These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.